Dr. Absolito. Man behind him. Absolito. Absolito.
Oh.
Bringing in a broken iPad. Let's see if they can fix it.
Screen's all jacked.
Man, my
machine.
Oh. Absolito.
Walk in the store.
Hello.
The man behind the glass.
I'm serious.
Yeah, can I got an iPad. You guys, can you guys fix this?
Absolito.
Yeah, it's a screen, and I had to.
Or in order for me to make it work, I had to tape it up over here, as you can see.
This one possibly might not be worth fixing. I had two.
Because I called you guys, you said you could do it for like $80 an iPad screen?
99.
You said it might not be worth?
Yeah, yeah, just because of how old it is.
Okay.
Let me see what they do for.
Yeah, he's searching eBay now.
You can still do it.
Dr. Absolito.
Absolito.
Obsolete.
You break it.
You'll break it, I fix it.
Obsolete.
There's certain parts of the screen I can't touch.
Yeah.
Even though it doesn't look, you know,
terribly cracked.
It looks like this screen might have been lifted at one point.
Oh, really?
Some damage? What? Obsolete.
I don't know. Something's not working.
It's just like something obstructing the front camera.
Yeah, it's obsolete. Something's obstructing the front camera now. Go figure. So Johnny Bravo is checking the iPad. I didn't ask him to do a price comparison, but Johnny Bravo did.
And we wait. We wait. We wait for the price comparison.
That I didn't ask for.
Go back in and check, and he said that the part underneath the screen is damaged. They got it for $1. They're going to replace free. Obsolete.
They told me to upgrade, but I won't do it. Dr. Obsolete.
I'm seeing one online for like $57. I think it's just got like some scratches in the screen. So yeah, you could probably get them for around like $60 for like a used one.
Used.
But if you want us to, we can order a replacement screen.
Please.
And replace it for the 100. The only potential issue is these corners.
Okay.
Because we're gonna have to probably grind these away to get the new screen to fit.
Okay.
So yeah, it might just be more vulnerable to liquid.
It's obsoleto. Keeping some of the obsolete parts alive.
So
it'll take about 2 weeks. Let you know what happened to man's iPad.
Hit it on.
Obsoleto.
Dr. Obsoleto.
charging the iPad while the other one is in the repair shop. So we're always downgrading.
Yeah. You break it, I fix it. Da down. You break it, I fix it. Da down. Legendary.
So
Absolito. Okay. We'll be coming back. Give you an update on this. Okay. Say okay.
Break it, I fix it. Should be done soon.
Digging you after the jam. You look like a harlot. Someone I can have. Tricks for fun. Fun. Use your legs for your love gun.
Yeah, I called the Absolito store, and they haven't received the part yet, so we'll have to check up on them again next week. Absolito, thanks for listening. Absolito! I can't live without you.
winner. I took my date to the Hilton for a Medina and some dinner. We had a few drinks, I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. Instead, she started talking about plans for our wedding. I grabbed my coat and hit the door. I said, baby, I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't fool around with the funky cold Medina.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever heard of this problem before? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, have you heard of this problem before?
No, I haven't. I'm actually checking whether there are any emerging issues as such, similar issues or not. Okay.
But you haven't heard of this problem before?
I see it was escalated to a supervisor. Not for this particular video, okay? But there were some issues. Let me see if there are any similar kinds of or not. I see a supervisor was taking the call, so it should have been, there should be some kind of ticket that they may have raised, okay? So please allow me some minutes, okay?
So
that I can check it.
Okay.
Deregistering the device, I mean, band video, and then re-registering it again? Is that done?
They had us log out and then log back in. Well, we had to, we re-registered the device, by scanning the QR code. Okay. You have to, I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please?
A trouble ticket here, okay? So please allow me some minutes. I need some information regarding this.
Okay. Obsoleto.
Hi, thank you. Amazon customer service. Okay, thank you very much. And sorry that you got transferred to me without prior notice, but can you please tell me what's the concern for today? What device are you using to stream?
Yeah. Okay. And it says video currently unavailable.
All right, video currently unavailable. All right, hold on. Can you tell me what's the title of the movie you're trying to watch? Okay, so it's a series, not a movie. All right.
Series, yeah.
Have you encountered this problem before, or is this the first time?
First time.
All right. Let me just check the website for the availability of this series as of now. Let me check.
Okay.
Can you tell me again? Can you tell me, by the way, what is your zip code and your name? Thank you. Let me just check on this, okay?
Okay,
please stay on the line.
Thank you.
Stream the series under the Starz subscription. Entire season 7 not working, or is it just on a particular episode?
No, the entire season.
All right, so meaning you already tried to play all the episodes just to check, but all of them are not playing?
Correct. The video is currently unavailable.
All right. Started or finished. So you're really just trying to watch from the episode 1, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let me just check just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
When I try to check the website, it should actually be available when you try to stream it. I'm not sure why it's showing you that the video is currently unavailable, but we're going to try to do some troubleshooting with the brand video application so that we can try to fix this for you. You're using an LG TV, you said. Do you have a Fire Stick with this one, or is it just a regular smart TV?
Regular TV.
Okay. Are you familiar on how to, clear cache or clear the data of an application in your LG TV or no? That's all right. What we're going to do is just to sign out and sign back into the account. Whose account are you? Same error message?
Yeah, same thing.
All right. Yeah. How many times have you done that already? Last representative already walked you through on some of the troubleshooting.
Yeah, that didn't work. And that's why they said they were going to escalate it. Yeah.
Okay, let me check just a moment.
Okay.
Aside from signing out and signing back in, what other troubleshooting have they provided you to do? I'm going to check something.
Okay.
Please stay on the line for 2 minutes.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Thank you very much. Please stay on the line. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for staying on the line. I'm sorry for the hold.
It's okay.
So I tried to update something here, which is called the Video Home Territory, but it's actually updated and set to United States, so we have no problem with that. So I understand that you tried to sign out and sign back in, but I checked the devices on the account. The LG TV is still under the deregistered category. So will it be okay if
you want me to do?
Like if you're signed in to into Angela's account, we use the website registration
to help you. First by finding your account, then by asking you a few questions to get so you know, this call may be recorded, to provide you with the best support, concern, and, it only takes a second. If I can send you a text to verify your account, you should get it within a few seconds. Thanks for verifying your account. Now, I'd like to know how I can help you. You can take your time and talk to me, just like you would with a person, and I'll ask questions if you would today. Better help you. I'll join you shortly. Keep calling about your Amazon. Safer, thanks. I can send you a link.
Hi, this is Harold. Thank you for calling Amazon. May I have your name?
I have to call back.
Yes, yes sir, I'm sorry, because there's nothing, no information, nothing. It normally gives everything that your orders and everything, and can't see anything. So I'm having some issues with the system.
Okay. Obsoleto.
Here to help you. First by finding your account, then by asking you, let's verify your account.
Speak to a human.
Find your account.
Speak to
now,
a human.
I'd like to know how I can help you.
Human
being.
You can
take your time and talk to me.
Human.
Just like you would with a person.
Human.
And I'll ask questions if I don't get it.
I want to speak
so,
to a human.
Tell me, why are you calling
speak
today?
Speak to a human. Human. Human.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Please tell me how can I help you today?
Speak
you
to a human.
Like my order. Sure, you please say a few words about what you need help. Thanks. I'll get someone to help with this. Just a moment.
Oy vey.
An associate will join you shortly.
Yeah, right. Absolutely, though.
Thank you for calling. Could you please tell me how can I help you today?
Yeah, I've got an error on my video that I'm streaming.
Press 1. The current wait time is less than 1 minute. Please continue to hold. One of our technical care associates will be with you shortly.
Yeah. God.
Thanks for contacting Amazon. My name is Felipe. Who am I speaking with?
I've been calling back and forth, so if you get disconnected, can you please call me? Yeah?
I'll try.
Okay, there's a video error when we're streaming something. And we still get the same error.
May I ask for the error code for your country of residence? You learned today, right? You said you called? Hold while I look for more information. Okay, I'll be right back. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we wait a little more with the music.
with the classical music.
For your patience, okay. Okay, I'll be looking on both accounts, on yours and several times.
And now the escalation. They said the other escalation didn't happen.
Does it happen on every device?
Device, yeah. Yeah, just on the smart TV.
There's no chance of trying another device, like...
Okay, escalate. Yeah, escalate.
May I ask the brand of your TV? I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, we're waiting. Thanks for being patient.
Okay, thank you for your patience. Okay, I've made the ticket now.
Okay.
Okay, it should be annotated now on the account that you have an escalation with us. As soon as they, like, respond the ticket, we will contact you via email with their update.
Okay. And why wasn't it escalated yesterday when they told me it was?
Okay, I'm not sure about that since it was, like, a phone contact and I cannot... Well, hear the conversation. Oh. I see that there was several contacts yesterday and the day before that, but like I don't see what was done on the contact.
Okay.
But I, if there was an escalation made, I would be able to see it, however.
Okay. Well, thank you for helping me with this, so hopefully it gets resolved.
I will try my best, I promise.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You as well. Good night. Bye-bye.
Absolito.
Awesome show. Good stuff. Keep it up. I look forward to them every week. Thanks.
Pardon me, this is Carl Sagan again. I've just been monitoring your frequency. Please disregard that last message. We have retired those drones. It turns out our deep divers in the tech department and in the audio-visual department have in fact discovered that apparently there is a prank being put upon your personal frequency. Yes, we have that kind of technology here from the center of Jupiter in what is currently known as Jupitron. The Jupiterians tap their hats and their tentacles to you, good man behind the machine and other gadgets, cogwheels and such. May the farce be with you, billions and billions of light years. Good day. Hello, weary traveler, man behind the machine. We have, in fact, tapped into a secret frequency, as my French Jupiterians here say. Frequency, we've tapped into it, and it turns out a certain man has been making accusations about you, and so now we have our satellites, should I see, orbiting your premises. That is right, wave out the door, and you shall see what some consider drones. These are, in fact, biological entities. All right, so listen, hear me out. Now remember, this is just between you and me, all right? And by you, the listener, who this frequency in particular is only being received by you. I'm very glad it's not being received by man behind the machine. Trust me, I'm ducked down behind a bookshelf in a zoo out here, man. At any time, I could get attacked by a puma, man. But listen, I've tapped into it. I realize that the movie War Games, it's all coming together, man. The movie War Games is based on the real-life reality of man behind the machine, man. No, man behind the machine is not the little boy. He's the computer, artificial intelligence itself. Now listen, don't let this get out. Don't let this get out, and don't let man behind the machine hear this recording.